WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It's after 7 p.m. Here's Mark Ronson.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, sit you hallelujah. Ooh. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Ooh. 'Cause Uptown Funk. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7 Max FM.
Never letting it show, always trying.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave. I'm going to head on out. I'll be back on Sunday afternoon. Coming up next will be Bear with Thunderbirds basketball with Ben Bromley on the call right here on Max FM.
And more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
I'm
maximum hits.
Got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lines have come between us, still I know you just don't care. What about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. Unless I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. I see.
Of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Badgers small conference matchup between a pair of longtime arch rivals, the Thunderbirds of Baraboo and the Beavers of Reedsburg. I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Goodell. We are thrilled to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. The Thunderbirds come in 15-5 on the season. They are 5-5 in conference play. The Beavers come in at 6-15. They are 3-8 in the Badger Small. John, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing great, and I'm really looking forward to this matchup. You mentioned their records coming into this game. I don't know if that always matters when you get a matchup.
Are we going to throw out the records tonight?
I don't think we throw them out, but I certainly think that a lot of times when you see these two teams go head-to-head, the records don't matter. You know it's going to be a dogfight.
So these two teams did meet earlier in the season. In that matchup, the Thunderbirds prevailed 66-58. That was in Reedsburg back in December. The Thunderbirds are coming off a heartbreaker Tuesday night. Couldn't hold on to a late lead. Ended up falling to McFarland by 2 on a buzzer beater Tuesday night on the road. As for the Beavers, they're coming off a win. They defeated the Edgewood Crusaders in a home game on Tuesday. They've got a new coach this year, Ty Horkin. The Beavers coming off a season last year. They were 4-20, 2-12 in the Badger. Showing some improvement here this season. And for the Thunderbirds, they, of course, are coming off a 9-16 campaign, showing great improvement this season under Tyler Fish. You can hear the Baraboo Thunderbird Pep Band entertaining. We'll have the starting lineups before too long. But first, let's talk about some of the leading performers coming in for the Thunderbirds. Ross Legal is their leading scorer, coming in just a hair under 20 points a game. For the Beavers, Danny Pickle comes in averaging nearly 13 a game. He's also the Beavers' leading rebounder at just short of 7 a game. Legal also leads in rebounds for the Thunderbirds. He's just short of 12 a game. Meanwhile, the point guard, Alex Hannigan, leads the Thunderbirds in assists, just under 4 a game. For the Beavers, Will Mykonowicz is their leading assist man, more than 2 a game.
You know, looking at the lineups for both teams here, Ben, you know, I think these kids have a history of playing against each other. They know each other's game, and then it comes down to execution.
From way back in youth ball, even, yeah, for sure. We're happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. We'll plug our next broadcast. John and I will also be here a week from tonight when the Thunderbirds host Edgewood. That should be a challenging matchup for the T-Birds, or no cupcakes on the schedule when you get to February and March.
That's correct, you know, and it's awesome to look around this gym, and it just has that atmosphere of playoff time, and that's coming around the corner real quick, and it's nice to see a full gym, lots of kids here on both sides. This is what high school sports is all
about.
There
you go. And obviously with Reedsburg and Baraboo being longtime nemeses, you've got a biggest crowd I think we've had this year so far, John.
I would have to agree, and there's a lot of energy in the building, and hopefully that carries over onto the court, and we have ourselves a great game tonight.
Yes, indeed. So for the Thunderbirds, they came in, they shoot just shy of 50% from two-point range. They shoot 28% on threes and 57% at the line. They've been averaging 11 assists a game, 14 turnovers a game, and of course that's always the key, is taking care of the basketball.
And that certainly will be a key tonight, I think, taking care of the basketball and also getting quality shots on each, as many possessions as you can. You know, you mentioned the three-point shooting, you know, the Thunderbirds have had some success, but when you have Ross Legal, you don't have to do a whole lot of three-point shooting if you don't want to.
Get that ball inside. Well, now we'll turn it over to the high school band for the national anthem.
Thank you.
was the Baraboo High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Down on the floor, they'll be announcing tonight's starting lineups. John, would you like to preview that for us?
Sure. First, for the visiting Reedsburg Beavers, they are led into tonight's battle by Bo Bester, a 5'10 junior. Will, how do you pronounce that last name? Mike Konowitz. A 5'11 sophomore. Evan Thompson, a 6'6" senior. Ethan Horkin, a 6'5" senior. And rounding out their starting lineup is Alex Southworth, a 6' junior. For the Thunderbirds, they come into tonight's contest being led by Alex Hannigan, a 6'1" junior. Also in the starting lineup for the Thunderbirds, Toby Lefevre, a 6'1" senior. Bo Brewster, a 6'5" senior. Luke Vittenville, a 5'11" senior. And Ross Legal, a 6'8" senior.
Thank you, John. So the Thunderbirds are looking to get that bad taste out of their mouth. They had a 9-point second half lead at McFarland. Looked like they were going to wrap up a nice road win in conference and couldn't hang on to that lead down the stretch. Ended up falling on a heartbreaker, buzzer beater in overtime. So they're hoping to get back into the win column here at home tonight.
Certainly, and you know that's a tough way to lose, especially when you go on the road and you have a lead. But you know, this is a bounce back night for the Thunderbirds. I can feel it.
There you go. So the Thunderbirds, we mentioned how they are 15-5 overall. They're 5-5 in the Badgers small. So they're looking to snap a 2-game losing streak here tonight. They're currently tied for 4th in the conference. The refs are getting ready to tip things off here at center court at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. We're going to have Ross Legal, jumping center for the Thunderbirds, and Evan Thompson for the Beavers. They exchanged some pregame pleasantry at midcourt. We had a barn burner of a JV game with the Thunderbird JV getting a win here just a few moments ago. Legal with the tip into the hands of Alex Hannigan. Thunderbirds will move right to left as we look at them. Beavers come out man-to-man defensively. Baraboo running their typical 4-out offense, working it around the perimeter, and they find Ross Legal. He's going to try to operate. He's going to try to get to that right block if he can. Oh, switching it up. Kicks it out. Finds Luke Bittengill from beyond the arc. No good. Another bounce on the rim. It's off the hands of Reedsburg, out of bounds. Thunderbirds will keep it.
Yeah, that time they doubled on Legal in the lane. Not going to make it easy for him to get a layup there.
That's the challenge, is trying to keep him off his favorite spot. They're going to give him the other block if they have to, but not his favorite spot, the right block. Speaking of left block, entry pass from Legal to Bo Brewster on the left block. The ball is knocked out of his hands, but there is a foul. Looks like they got Evan Thompson.
And early on here, that's, of course, his first team first.
Baraboo inbound from the baseline. Hannigan finds Vittengill, swings it over to Toby Lefevre. Picks up his dribble, gets it back to Hannigan. Legal, top of the key. Vittengill, left wing. Picks it up, gets it over right wing to Lefevre. Hannigan's going to fire from the right wing for three. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. A 3-point hit for Alex Hannigan. And it's 3-0 Baraboo. Good way to build some confidence early in the game for the Thunderbird point guard, hitting that first triple. Reedsburg now operating its offense. Baraboo also man-to-man defensively. This is Thompson looking to penetrate. Kicks it out. Mykonowicz looking to operate in the lane with a lefty kiss off the glass. Looked good, but didn't drop. Rebound.
Nice help that time by Brewster.
But on the other end, turnover. Hannigan loses it. Thompson comes up with it. Now the Beavers looking to run. And that shot is blocked. Swatted out of bounds by a Bo Brewster in the lane. Not today. Reedsburg will keep the ball. The inbound from the baseline. That's Bo Bester at the controls. Fires it out near midcourt. Southworth will operate. Looking to drive on Lefevre. A lot of contact. Which way will it go? They're going to call it a block. Block on the Baraboo senior. It'll be Reedsburg ball underneath. Ball is inbounded. Beavers work around the perimeter. Now from the left corner. 3-point ball. No good for Mykonowicz. Baraboo now on the run. Vittengill will tap the brakes. And the Thunderbirds will set up their half-court offense. Legal's going to fire from beyond the arc. A little long off the rim, but Vittengill gets the offensive rebound. Kicks it back out to Legal. Looking to drive this time. Into the lane, off the glass. No good.
I thought Ross was going to fire up another one there for a minute.
Mykonowicz gets the rebound. Maybe he was at his quota. You get one freebie. The 6'8 guy firing threes. Baraboo leads 3-0. Reedsburg looks to tie. That's a jumper no good for Southworth, but it's a reload. Bo Bester's got it. He fires for three. No good. Tapped around into the hands of Legal. He finds Brewster. He's looking to go all the way to the hoop, and his shot is swatted out of bounds. Nice looking block by Mike Konowitz. Baraboo ball on the baseline.
And that gets a rise out of the Reedsburg fans here tonight.
We got some juice in the building here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. Baraboo leads 3-0, looking to inbound. Hannigan finds Vittengill. Back to Hannigan, top of the key. He'll fire a triple, but we got a call before the shot, and they're going to get legal with an offense or an illegal screen.
I think you're right. So that'll be his first, team second.
Oh, and that's not the kind of foul you want your star center picking up. Offensive foul with a screen. So it'll be Reedsburg ball. Bester walks it across the timeline. Beavers looking for their first basket. 15 and a half to go in the first half. Bester operating on Hannigan. Picks up his dribble. Finds Mike Konowitz on the left wing. He'll get it out to Will Mikanowicz. I think I've been calling Evan Thompson Will Mikanowicz half the time. We'll get this straight. This time it's Evan Thompson with the jump shot. No good. Bo Bester comes out with the rebound. Beavers are going to get a reload. Bo Bester looking to penetrate. He picks up a foul. A little bump on Alex Hannigan on the drive.
Boy, a couple quick whistles here early in the first half here, and that could be a factor down the line.
For sure, and maybe trying to minimize that contact so they don't lose control of the game early on. Call a couple touchy ones. Ross Legal with a near steal on the inbound pass, but instead the Beavers get it underneath. That's 2 points in the lane for Alec Southworth, and Reedsburg is on the board. I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. We're just under 15 minutes to go, first half. Baraboo leads Reedsburg 3-2. Alex Hannigan's going to fire from the right corner for three.
That's a thunderbolt
for the Thunderbirds. The second triple of the half for Alex Hannigan. 6-2 Baraboo. Bo Bester drives into traffic. Hits the deck. Shot is no good.
Bester looking for a foul that time. Probably had a legitimate case.
There were three T-Birds who were converging on him. That's for certain. Baraboo's going to fire another three. That's Lefevre right wing. That's long. No good. Rebound into the hands of Mike Konowitz. He crosses midcourt. Reedsburg will set up its half-court offense. There's a three from the big guy. Right wing, that's good for Ethan Horkin. Reedsburg has not been shy about pulling the trigger from beyond the arc. It's Baraboo 6, Reedsburg 5. We got a 30-second timeout. That'll give me a chance to remind you that these broadcasts of Baraboo High School Athletics are brought to you by the following sponsors. Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, SSM Health, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, John, early impressions. We got a tight one here, 6-5, 14 minutes to go first half.
Well, again, as we expected, you know, both teams coming out, coming strong, ready to play tonight. And, you know, this one might go down to the wire because we got a packed gym and an excited crowd, and I love this. This is incredible.
Where else would you want to be? Ball is inbounded. Hannigan's going to walk it up. He's crossing the timeline. Finds Vittengill, right wing. Vittengill looks to penetrate, then kicks out. Legal's going to fire another three near top of the key. No good. Brewster nearly pulls down the rebound, bats it out of bounds to Reedsburg.
Well, you know, Reedsburg isn't a man-to-man, but they're sagging off, and they're really crashing in the lane, and you know, quasi-zone.
Yeah, they're going to get, right, exactly, kind of a, definitely sort of a clogging the lane, man-to-man approach. And they're going to let Ross shoot that three, I think. Here we have a foul before the shot. The shot did drop for Southworth, but they called it on the floor. It'll be Reedsburg ball inbounding underneath.
And I think that's going to be, that foul's going to be on
Vittengill.
Vittengill, yep.
Reedsburg inbounds. Bo Bester out beyond the arc. Fires a nice looking pass, but he couldn't handle it. Mikanowicz couldn't get the handle. He's got the ball now, though. Reedsburg will reload. Southworth looking to drive into traffic. Another call. I think we are going to have some. That's Vittengill again. I think we're going to have some bonus shooting down the stretch of the first half, the way this is going.
We're going to get there pretty quick. For Luke, that's going to be his second personal.
He's going to sit. He is replaced by a fellow senior, Spencer Nachtigal.
You know, one of the things about the Thunderbirds is they do have a lot of players who've come in off the bench and provided quality minutes, so they have a lot of depth.
No question. Baraboo inbound, or it's a Reedsburg inbounds, and promptly fires it out of bounds. That's a turnover. Southworth pass flies out of bounds. It'll be Baraboo basketball. We got a sub coming in here for the Beavers. I believe that's Bo Molitor. No, it is not. It is Luke Virch seeing his first action. Baraboo now moving to our left. They find Jason Zitlow, left wing, three ball. That might have been tipped.
I think that one was,
yeah. It kind of looked like a knuckleball. Reedsburg comes away with the loose ball. Bo Bester looking to drive. He'll tap the brakes, kick it out. But Southworth for three, left wing. That's good. He's got a quick five, and the Beavers hold the lead, 8-6.
First lead of the night for Reedsburg.
Baraboo looking to get back in it. Brewster.
Ooh, a lot of contact there.
Call
but
for a travel.
Travel.
Yeah. Drove into contact. Didn't get the bailout. They're going to call the walk. He'll be replaced in the lineup now by Toby Lefevre. 12 and a half minutes to go, first half. A spirited first half. Reedsburg 8, Baraboo 6. Beavers on offense. Virch fires cross court, finds Mykonowicz. He's trapped. Gets it out to Bo Bester. Right corner, open three look. That's good. Bo Bester's first points of the evening, and the Beavers have opened up a 5-point lead.
And that's where you got to be careful with the talented junior. He can shoot from the outside.
And we got a timeout, Reedsburg. That'll give us a chance to talk a little bit about other Baraboo High School sports action. Girls hockey, the Lightning will be in action. That's a long road trip. They're going to be at Eagle River tomorrow. Boys hockey is hosting DeForest tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, they're going to take on Middleton at the Capitol Ice Arena. Girls basketball, they host Edgewood on Tuesday. Please join us right here on 99.7 Max FM and on NFHS. Christy Feld and I will have the call on that Tuesday night. Boys swimming has its sectional at McFarland tomorrow. Wrestling team also has its sectional. That'll be coming up at West Salem on Tuesday. Gymnastics, they've got a busy weekend. They're hosting Mount Horeb tonight, and they head to Platteville for an invitational tomorrow. Well, John, as we get back to action on the court here, you have to think the Thunderbirds need to get Ross Legal the ball in the paint. We haven't seen that at all, and that's probably no accident that they're trailing.
You know, good time out there by Coach Fish, but it's time for the Thunderbirds to shift the momentum a little bit.
Baraboo working the ball around the perimeter. They're sagging back, giving Ross a three, but he decides to drive. Kiss it off the glass, left hand, no good. Put back by Spencer Nachtigal, who is called for an unlikely offensive foul.
So that's going to wave the points off. And
no basket. The 5-foot, 10-inch guard getting in the lane, doing some work, but they got him for a foul.
And that's the sixth foul, so we're going to be in the bonus here pretty quick.
Well, with the long JV game, we got a little bit of a late start, and I think this one's going to drag on a bit as well. Substitution for the Beavers. Ethan Horkin has come back into the lineup. Reedsburg's got a 5-point lead and the ball. Southworth looking to drive on Lefevre. Good defense. Going to force him to give it up. Now he's doubled. Tries to shoot through the double team. No good, but Reedsburg reloads with the rebound. They find Southworth for three, left corner, no good. Jason Zitlow's got the rebound. He gets it to Hannigan. Pushes up to Brewster. Swinging around to Nachtigal. Fakes the three. Finds Brewster. Brewster's going to fire for three. That's good.
That's a big
thunderbolt.
Shot.
Oh, the Thunderbirds. Big Bo Brewster at 6'5", hitting a triple.
Like you said earlier, though, I think we're going to have to look to get inside. All of our points have come off of three so far. That's a big shot, though.
And that's what Reedsburg's trying to force us to do, right? That's the shot they want to give the Thunderbirds. No good shot for Reedsburg. Baraboo's able to come away with the rebound. Hannigan now on the push. Thunderbirds patient offensively. Zitlow finds Lefevre, left wing. He wants to drive into traffic. And they're going to get the call there. That's a block. Lefevre flying into a one-on-three, draws the foul. And we saw that the previous game we called here, John, at home, where Toby was definitely aggressive trying to get into the lane.
Yeah, and he did a nice job that time, sort of breaking down the defense a little bit, getting him out of position, and that's what caused that foul. That foul coming on Alex Southworth.
Lefevre's on the board with a free throw.
Substitution for the T-Birds. Spencer Nautical checks out. They bring Ross Legal back in. It's Reedsburg 11, Baraboo 10. They got a chance to tie on the upcoming free throw. Lefevre's shot is in the air and good. We are all tied at 11. 10.5 to go, first half. Next foul for the Thunderbirds will put Reedsburg in the single bonus. Mykonowicz walked it up. He finds Virch. Mykonowicz now got the ball back, left wing. Picked up his dribble, finds Bester out at the Thunderbird logo. Thunderbird looking for a little two-man game with Southworth. Doesn't get it. They'll reset. Thunderbirds making them work. Virch into the lane, but the ball is stolen away by Bo Brewster. He pokes it free. Ball is on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. That's going to keep it here.
Yep. I was going to say, possession arrow in favor of Reedsburg. Nice defensive stand, though, that time by the Thunderbirds.
Beavers inbound from the baseline, and now they set up their half-court offense. Bester looking for a backdoor cut. Instead, throws it out of bounds. Turnover, Reedsburg. Thunderbirds will walk it up.
The unofficial turnover count even at 3.
And for the Thunderbirds, they've been taking care of the ball fairly well thus far. We talked about that always being a key for them. Here's Hannigan on the drive. Kisses it in off the left side. They're going to call. They're going to wave off the basket, though. Call
that's
the push
too bad. That was
shot.
A pretty little shot. He crossed over from his left hand to his right hand. And
heck of a finish as he drove to the left. Kissed it off the glass, but he'll have to, they'll have to get it another way. Checking in for the Beavers, Graham Pelton. He replaces Mykonowicz. Baraboo with the inbound play. They get it right to Ross Legal. A high pass in the lane, and he puts it right in for his first bucket. We'll call that play number 1. Just get it to Legal in the lane.
I bet you when they were in junior high, that was play number always.
Right. Play number 1 through 5. Southworth looking to drive. Scores through contact. Southworth had a solid half. He's got 7. And there's a turnover on the end by the Thunderbirds. We are all tied at 13. Here comes Reedsburg, but they throw it right back to the Thunderbirds. So I think we jinxed it, talking about how there have been so few turnovers.
Well, we'll take that one.
Checking in for the Thunderbirds, Dan Olson. We're going to see his first action. He's going to replace Legal. Meanwhile, Ethan Horkin has checked back in for the Beavers, replacing Luke Virch.
And again, we talked about that Thunderbird depth earlier. You know, Dan's provided quality minutes all season long.
Certainly has. We're all tied up at 13, under 9 minutes to go. Baraboo ball. Here's Jason Zitlow for a 3, left wing, a little long. Into the hands of Southworth. He'll kick it up to Bester. Beaver is looking to run. Bester into the lane on Hannigan. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it out. Over to Bester. Long 3. That's good. That's Bo Bester's second triple. And it's 16-13 Reedsburg.
And that's one player they're going to have to account for on the perimeter.
It looks that way. Thunderbirds now on offense. Olsen, nice entry pass to Toby Lefevre. He's going to score 1-on-3, or shoot 1-on-3. It's off the rim, no good. Southworth with the rebound. Now he's on the dribble. Spin move. Into the Thunderbird defense. He is blocked. Bo Brewster with a rejection. They kick it up court. Jason Zitlow, triple, right wing. A little short off the rim, no good. And they're going to get Bo Brewster for a foul on the rebound. It'll be bonus time for the Beavers here with 8 minutes to go.
Boy, and that shot there would have brought the house down on the Thunderbird
it
side.
It certainly would have. You could feel it. Of course, Jason Zitlow has been a very proficient three-point shooter this year. That was a good open look in transition. Good shot, just didn't drop. I think we're debating who our shooter is going to be here. Looks like Horkin's going to be the shooter.
Yeah, it looks like Horkin going to the line with 3 points so far tonight.
This will be a 1-and-1 opportunity. Been a back and forth affair. If you just joined us, Ben Bromley and John Gunnell with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS video streaming network. Horkin's first free throw is in.
So he's going to earn the Niedermeyer.
He is indeed. Jason Zitlow checks out for the Thunderbirds. Ross Legal checks in. I don't know why they haven't sent him down to the low block, but oh well. Four-point Reedsburg lead.
A little bigger lineup for the Thunderbirds on the floor right now.
Horkin second attempt, no good. Hey, the point guard grabs the rebound. Why not? Baraboo looking to push the other direction. There's Ross Legal from the right block, his favorite spot. That's his second bucket, and it's a two-point game. Bester crosses the timeline for Reedsburg. Molitor gives to Pelton. Over to Bester, top of the key. Horkin thinking about it, left wing. Now he's going to look to pass. Southworth out at the logo. Finds Pelton, who kicks it out to Bester. That's another triple from the left wing. That's good. That looks to be his spot. Thunderbirds are going to have to get him off of that spot. It's 20-15 Reedsburg. Three triples in the half for the junior, Bo Bester. On the other end, Ross Legal with his patented spin move to the right block. That shot attempt comes up short. Rebound to the Beavers. Bester's got it. He's going to fire another three. Top of the key. Kicks off the rim. No good. Rebound right to Southworth. His three attempt is no good. Ross Legal corrals the rebound. Fires to Hannigan. Hannigan fouled in the lane. They're going to call that on the floor.
I think they're going to call that on the floor, yep.
Reedsburg, or Baraboo is going to inbound from its own baseline. We're going to have a couple of subs here coming in for the Beavers.
So that foul goes against Bester. That's his second.
Will Mykonowicz checks in, as does Logan Yonke. They are replacing Southworth and Pelton. So they're leaving Bester out there with the fouls. Inbound is knocked away. Baraboo will keep it. Under 7 minutes to go, first half. Reedsburg 20, Baraboo 15. Inbound goes to Dan Olson, left wing. Fires to Brewster, top of the key. Back to Olson. He's going to look to drive. Looking to penetrate. Now he'll kick out. Bo Brewster into the lane. Trying to score through contact. Shot is off the backboard and the rim. No good. Rebound to the Beavers.
Number of shots that have just rolled off the rim for the Thunderbirds.
Bester's going to fire again. Left wing for three. No good. Dan Olson's got the rebound. He finds Hannigan. Hannigan fires way up court. Ross Legal to the hoop. You better believe it. And one. Ross Legal scores and is fouled on the right block. And he'll shoot a free throw. That's six for the Thunderbirds big man. Spencer Nocticle checks in, replacing Dan Olson.
Foul one against Ethan Horkin, his first, team fifth.
Could make it a two-point game if Legal can complete the three-point play. It rattles out, but Baraboo's got a reload. There's Bo Brewster. His putback, no good. Ball knocked around again. It's going to go to Reedsburg, out of bounds. A spirited effort on the offensive glass for the Thunderbirds. Meanwhile, Evan Thompson checks back in for Reedsburg. He's going to replace Bo Molitor. 20-17. Reedsburg leading its longtime rival, Baraboo. Looking to go all the way to the hoop is Will Mykonowicz. Shot attempt no good. Brewster pulls down the rebound. It's now in the hands of Hannigan. He's across midcourt, looking to penetrate. Instead, he'll kick it out to Legal. Legal kicks out to Brewster, who finds Lefevre right wing. They're giving Legal all kinds of room at the top of the key.
Well, he was taking that shot earlier.
He missed two, and I think he's done with that.
Yep.
Now he wants to drive instead. Get right to the hoop. Why not?
Ooh.
Shot attempt, no good. Rebound to Thompson.
Got the shot they were looking for that time. Just
sure
didn't
did.
Fall.
Sure did. Mykonowicz is at the top of the key. He finds Horkin for a three-point look. That's short, but somehow Bo Bester gets the offensive rebound in traffic in the lane. Ball is out of bounds. Reedsburg will keep it. How about that? One on four in the lane, and the
just
smallest
bounced
guy
right
on the
to
court
him, yeah.
Grabs the rebound. The official's going to talk this over. Whose ball we got here? Change of direction. That's going to be Thunderbird basketball.
50% of the people in this building agreed with that call. Maybe 60.
So Baraboo's going to get the inbound. They're down three, 5.5 to go. In what has been a back-and-forth game here in Badger small conference action. Spencer Nocticle's got the ball. He's going to stop and pop from the right elbow. A little long. No good. Rebound to the Beavers. Looking to run. Mykonowicz on the left block decides he's going to kick it back out and just restart the half-court offense. Mykonowicz looking to get to the hoop, driving on Spencer Nocticle and scoring.
Might have got away with a push that time.
He might have indeed. 22-17, Reedsburg leads the Thunderbirds. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. Ross Legal looking to penetrate. One on two. Oh, look at that. Up and under. Dipsy do. Ross Legal with a deuce. He has a 3-point game. Mykonowicz going to fire from three. Top of the key. No good. Ball's knocked around. Into the hands of Ross Legal. Thunderbirds with a chance to tie with a three.
It's like a hot potato that time.
Mm-hmm. Now they're going to cool it down, reload the half-court offense. Hannigan on the drive. Oh, he was looking for Bo Brewster. Pass is intercepted by Bester. Good idea, but better play defensively by Bo Bester. Hannigan looking to return the favor with a steal, but he's whistled for a foul.
You know, he reached in that time to poke the ball away. Tough call, I think.
So that's going to put Alex Hannigan on the bench. He's replaced by Zitlow since he's got two fouls. Bo Bester is going to shoot. We're just over 4 minutes to go, first half. Beavers looking to build on a 3-point lead. First attempt is in the air. No good. Yes. Horkin coming away with the rebound, but he's also whistled for a foul, fouling Legal in the process. It'll be Baraboo ball. They're going to inbound, walk it up. First, Luke Virch is going to check in, replacing Horkin. Horkin's got two fouls.
Yeah, no one in significant foul trouble yet, but for Reedsburg, a couple players, Bester and Horkin, with two fouls apiece, and for Baraboo, Hannigan and Vittengall both have a pair.
And we haven't seen Luke since he went out with those two early fouls. 4 minutes to go, first half. Baraboo trailing by three. Bo Brewster's got the ball near the top of the key for the Thunderbirds. So find Spencer Nocteville. He's done a lot of work here in the first half. He's going to fire for three. Right wing. Rattles out. Could have tied the game. Instead, kicks out. Reedsburg's got the rebound. Yonke got it over to Mykonowicz. Mykonowicz looking to drive. Kicks out to Virch. The big fella's going to shoot for three. Off the front iron. No good. But nice looking offensive rebound by Thompson. Reedsburg gets a reload. They lead by three. 3.5 to go. Mykonowicz picks up his dribble, but a nice backdoor cut by Yonke. His shot looks like it was blocked, but offensive rebound by Virch. Reedsburg gets yet another second chance opportunity, a third chance opportunity on this trip down the floor. Virch is going to fire for three again, left wing. This one hits the bottom of the net, and those are his first points. Now a 6-point Reedsburg lead.
You give them too many opportunities, eventually they're going to knock one down.
Under 3 minutes to go. Thunderbirds looking to get back in before half. Brewster's going to fire for three. The big men not afraid to let it fly. Shot attempt no good. Reedsburg comes away with the loose ball. A couple of T-Birds were left on the floor back in traffic. Open three left corner for Reedsburg. No good, but an offensive rebound from Mykonowicz. Ross Legal steals it away.
You know, we've given up a lot of offensive rebounds here in the first half.
Baraboo trails by six. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Brewster in the left corner finds Legal at the top of the key. Now he's looking to drive. Kissing it off the glass. Ooh, rattles out. Another good looking shot. Just doesn't drop for big Ross Legal.
A little bit further away than his typical spot.
Right. That might have been the difference. Meanwhile, Bo Bester brings it up the floor and pops another two. He's into double digits. And it's an 8-point Reedsburg lead. 2 minutes left. Spencer Nocteville in the left corner finds Legal.
Anytime Legal touches the ball, there's three defenders there.
For sure. Baraboo operating patiently here, looking for a good shot. Need to get back into this game, facing an 8-point deficit.